I'd like to call this workshop to order. If we could, just get a roll call, please.
Jelaine Floyd. Russell Ray. Corey Davenport.
Here.
Karen Ashford.
Here.
Jim Bush.
Here.
Greg Mitchell.
Here.
Brent Brandon.
Here.
Randy Gannon.
Here.
Crystal Alexander.
Here.
Bonnie Mahaffey.
Here.
I want to turn the floor over again, like I did last time, to Chairman of the Budget Committee, Commissioner Karen Ashford.
Okay. Tonight in our budget meeting, we discussed a different proposal talking about the courthouse employees going to back to salary instead of hourly, but it was decided to leave it hourly. And the ambulance service coming out of the County General, so we decided to bring them back out of County General like it was, so you can see it. And the also the library will be getting a bonus, so it won't raise our MOE. That's pretty much our discussion for tonight. So what questions do y'all have? Yes.
Y'all realize on this budget you're still be overspending.
A little bit, yes.
Well, a lot more than a little bit.
Not in this one. The 256, if like I explained in the email, is because of that money that we've added from the sheriff's insurance money. It makes it look like we're overspending, but we are not. Now, if we go back to Ireland, it will need to come out to maybe 30 to 50,000. I'll have to go back to the insurance.
If the projections are right, and if these figures are right, you're still going to be overspending. I mean, whoever, you know, I know this is the feel-good year, and it's going to be an election year coming up next year. So, you know, whoever is going to be here this next go-around, the next 4 years, they're going to be looking at a deficit unless they want to raise taxes. I mean, that's just the way the figures are. Now, I'm sorry, but reality's here. We cannot do projections because we don't know what's going to happen.
We do our projections based on that insurance. So
right.
This one looks a lot better. But what do you recommend, Jim? What do you think about the deficit?
For me, personally, I'd rather go revert back to last year's budget, do the ADA like we're supposed to, and then whatever federal and state wants to do, we do what they're wanting to do, and then give a decrease in the land taxes.
If you decrease, then next year you'd have to increase. Why would you decrease and turn around and increase?
Not by the figures.
Evidently, you didn't see Spring Hill a few years ago, did you?
Sure.
When they decreased and they'd come back and they went broke nearly.
Well,
and then
I mean,
they had to double up or even triple on taxes.
Evidently, y'all's figures are different than mine.
Well, Jim, we've had 20 budget meetings.
I'm not on the budget meeting.
Well, you can show up. Where you been, Cadillac?
I ain't been. I'm not on the budget
meeting. Why not come to the meetings?
Well, 2 years ago, you had a $1.40 tax increase, and now you want a dime cut. So, I mean, you go from one extreme to another. I don't know what budget you look at. I've never figured it out, because you wanted $3 million increase 2 years ago, and that's on video.
You were in the hole then, too.
We won $3 million in the hole.
Now, when we're breaking pretty much in the good, then we want to go back in debt, you know.
Okay, Jim, where's your plan? Where is your plan?
I'm just telling you where y'all are at.
Well, where is your plan? You've had the same amount of time as the other nine people at this table.
Y'all the ones done.
You've had the same amount of time. Where is your plan? Well, don't come up here and just drop, hey, I want to cut 10 cents and not have any type of plan.
I told you what to do.
What?
You revert back to last year's budget.
Cut specific. Where's your specific cuts?
Cut it all the way through.
Okay. So you're cutting the sheriff. You're cutting everybody else out.
Sheriff has got a four-year plan that was agreed to last year.
No, it was agreed to 2 years ago.
It was
a two-year plan.
How do you revert back to last year's budget, Jim? When you see what Gash done?
That's what I'm saying. His plan.
Do you see what Gash done? I mean, who's playing politics here?
Him.
Us or you?
You don't have to worry about me.
Huh?
You don't have to worry about me.
We wouldn't anyway.
No. Because you're going to vote no, no matter what it is.
I mean, gas went from a dollar and something a gallon to what? Close
to $2.89.
Close to
$2.89, close to $3 a gallon. What do you do there? What do you do there? And do you think it's stopping there? You think it's stopping $3 a gallon?
Well, I mean, you can't propose an increase in revenues either. I mean, it's the same thing.
I understand exactly, Jim, but you're saying revert back to last year's budget. You revert back to last year's budget, and everything increases.
Okay.
Everything.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all do whatever y'all want to.
That's just common knowledge.
And we just call it a day.
Does anybody else have a question?
Y'all do what y'all think y'all need to do.
Does anybody else have a question?
I do.
You're walking out, ain't you?
You're walking right.
Well, it won't be the first time, and that's exactly why you ain't going
to look. Hold up. Let's get back to business here.
Let's go. We got to figure out something.
Ronnie has a question. I'm going to let him ask.
I apologize. I just want to, can I stop
just for a second? Could we reflect in the meeting minutes that Mr. Bush walked out of the meeting for the second time? I did. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a big time. Don't let that door hit you neither.
Also, that's enough, y'all. And listen, Russell's here. Hello, Russell. Go ahead, Ron. Sorry about that.
I apologize. I'm just confused. I'm just am. Diane, this 256 old 60 that you're saying is not a deficit, although it shows as a deficit.
Because if you add it back to last year, the 2021 budget, take it completely out of this year, put it back later, you won't have a deficit. But because we're moving it to this year's budget, all the revenue came in last year, so it does look like a deficit.
But is it not in our ending balance or beginning balance?
Yeah, but it doesn't change the ending balance if you move it back into last year's budget where it was to start.
And I apologize for that. You're going over my head. Okay, I know it's in the 2021 budget because we received it, you put it in, correct?
Right.
So it's in the revenue of the 2021 budget.
Mm-hmm.
There's some amount of expenses associated with that that's been spent in 2021. 128,086, correct?
Right.
Okay. So the difference is the 256,771, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So the whole total amount went in revenue in 2021 numbers and figures.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the ending balance because it's not been spent and won't be spent by 6/30, correct?
Right.
Okay. So if it's in my ending balance, then it automatically means that's in my beginning balance. On 7/1, correct?
Did you talk about the revenue part of it?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is in my 21-22 budget as revenue at 2.
No, it's not in there as revenue because the revenue came in this year. So it's in 21 revenue.
But it's in my
balance. But it's in your ending balance. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's in my ending balance revenue. So it is revenue on the 21-22 year, correct?
Right.
Okay, so it is in my numbers. Okay, so if it's in my numbers and my total numbers for my 21-22 fiscal year shows a deficit, then it is a deficit.
No, because when I took it out and I put it back in my budget just so I can see how it would, you know, what it would total up to, and we had a plus like $700-something as a excess over, you know, revenue over the expenses.
You should get one of the budgets.
Yeah. We could leave it at 177. Maybe the capital projects fund, and maybe that makes
it easier.
We would have to write a check from the general fund, capital projects, and then
the
budget and capital projects.
Which is, in the long run, the same thing. Just puts in a different line item.
Yes.
Again, I apologize. I got to study through those things and put the hard numbers down on the paper to make it make sense to me. Right now, I apologize. It just doesn't make sense to me because the math should still work. Subtracting, adding should not change. The math should all work. That's how it works. You add and you subtract. If it's in, it's in. If it isn't in, it isn't in. And the math ought to still be the same. So I apologize. I'm missing the boat. So I'll figure it out. But right now, that would be a concern for me, big time, if we are running a deficit at that level in the upcoming fiscal year. And right now, in my mind, I can't justify that it isn't a deficit. If I could, on the avalanche, I'll just throw this out on the table. And it doesn't matter to me if it's in or out or separate or whatever type of deal. We anticipate a 700-plus ending balance for this fiscal year. As you saw on the sheet, for next fiscal year, you're actually spending more than you're taking in for being projected based on 14 cents being there. You're going down. Don't have a crystal ball for the future. We can hope for the best and all those good things and hope all those projections are right. But at least for next year, we know we've eaten into our fund balance at 14 cents. So 14 cents is not adequate to fund on a fiscal year basis that department. But you do have a big reserve, and that is a big reserve. Because basically, you got $1 million expenditure, and you got a 25% reserve requirement. So roughly, $250,000 is where your reserve should be at. So, again, to me, that operation, we would hope, operates as revenue expenses at zero as you possibly can get. That's where you want to be. You don't need no more than $250,000. That's just because it's a simple fund. So, having said that, and looking at roughly $450,000, give or take, of funds there, does it make sense in financial responsible sense to take that $450,000 and do something where there's a greater need or use those funds in some dedicated way? And I'll just put ADA back on the table again. It's a possibility. But anyway, those kind of things, because it's serving this county no purpose sitting there at that type of a balance. There's no financial serving being done other than being able to look at it and say, wow, we got a big balance. So I just put that on the table. That might be something that ought to be considered.
You mean like put it into like a CD or something?
Well, to me, I get away from the ambulance service because it serves no purpose there for the county. You maintain your reserve at $250,000, and that's certainly adequate based on our experience of what history tells us.
That was our, when it was presented as a merge budget, that was our thinking on the second, like there's no reason to keep extra cash there. There's just no reason to keep extra cash there. The only way to get it out in separate funds is just to continue to increase, you know, the carbon tax allocation year over year, or you merge it, it's just all in one place. So the budget committee, I think, wants
to separate.
That's where they are right now.
I apologize, Neil. I heard you, but I didn't, so I apologize.
Well, I think he was basically saying the same thing you were, was just that the idea was to slowly decrease the amount of property taxes in order to get that fund balance down because it wasn't serving a purpose and use it on other things.
Well, yeah.
But it just got confusing, I think. Dumping it all into back into the general fund, you lose it, I guess, and it looks like we're spending all of their.
Well, it did look like it. You were.
Well, I think that was it got confusing.
Well, the money was being spent. It wasn't being lost. It was being spent. And from the Avalanche Authority Board, you know, you look at that, and you probably run scared on everything I just said, because you know. Spend it, then once it's gone, it's gone.
So it's $450,000 balance. Is that what you're...
Give or take. You project for $700,000 plus.
We got to keep $250,000, so $400,000.
So you could just ask for fees in the fund. But eventually, you will have to increase it.
Exactly. Then you're
going
to be back. Asking for more pennies.
But that's where I come from, is the standpoint. Get your funding right to start with. Don't play with it now at 14 cents. Get it right. Get your funding right. So so that you don't be sitting here and saying, we've underfunded the sucker, and you got to, knowing you've got to do something down the road.
But aren't we doing the same thing with a bunch of other funds the same way?
Well, and...
I mean, are you not doing the same thing with multiple other...
No.
Areas?
You're underfunding multiple other areas.
No, I mean, you've got multiple funds that are sitting there that are... Debt service is a prime example. Solid waste has excess. I mean, you've got multiple funds out there that have a lot of money sitting there that's not being used in any capacity for multiple years.
All I'm saying is this, guys. 25% is recognized as being a very reasonable reserve requirement, okay? In fact, if you probably looked at the average of counties, we'd probably be a little bit on the high side at a 25% reserve.
I think that, am I wrong, Diane? Is that not what the comptroller told us we needed to have in each one?
So yeah. I'm not arguing with you. I'm actually saying I think what you're saying is probably correct. I'm just saying, why are we just saying
just picking
on ambulance and not doing this for all of them?
I apologize. Not picking on ambulance. It went in the fund and went out of the fund, so that's why it's on the front of your radar screen.
But why wouldn't we do it for every fund?
Well, in my opinion, absolutely you would. Well, why wouldn't you?
That's a great point.
I mean, why are we hiding? That's not wrong. Why are we keeping funds in a balance that are being captive in that arena and you don't get the benefit of it?
I agree.
For the sake of the whole county.
You could take them all and put them in a great big, one big fund and get a big CD and make at least interest off of them, if nothing else.
Everything's interest-bearing. Everything we have is in interest-bearing accounts. There's not one dime that we have that's not growing at some point.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, that is, like I said, ambulance on the radar screen because it got put on the radar screen. But to me, I would never underfund it. 14 cents is not adequate based on your current expenditures.
Out of those four, I'll give you a copy of that.
Yes, sir.
Out of those four, which one do you like?
Well, let me see if I can quickly put my hands on it because I've done some marking. That took me a paper for it. Well, say 15 cents. Get you to where you're growing your balance. Just one more penny. See, you're starting at 512 and you end at 727.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just one penny gets you in good graces.
That will take it out of the general fund. Add it back to the ambulance.
Why? That's what you're just saying. Their fund balance is 650,000 next year.
No, we were saying if you take that big chunk of money and only leave approximately 250 as a reserve, you're not negative funding to use your fund balance. But anyway, that was just a thoughtful discussion.
So what are you going to use it for? And I guess that becomes the next question because that's...
Sure.
I mean...
Well, and folks... I'm saying this, and it would take us hours to go through item by item, which I've done, and I know you have too, okay? But your revenues and your expenditures, you look at that, and you have to be concerned on a next year fiscal basis. Revenues and your expenditures, guys, are too close, and if you want to play with them a little bit, you make them positive, and you make them negative real quick. And I just don't understand why we're doing that. I mean, the track record we've had and where we've been and where we're at now, I mean, you take off the 25% of what your projected ending balance is, which is your reserve, basically you got $1 million.
Well, let me ask you, do you think that a county's budget balance, fund balance, goes up every year? Do you think that happens without raising taxes?
Well, at the situation we're in today, with property values going up, that is a statement that you could make and say, in the short term, what a penny is bringing in is certainly going to go up and not go down.
Well, that may
be. And we would assume on our sales taxes that our internet that we're now benefiting from, which we didn't get before, would help add to that too. I don't know exactly how the internet is broken down. In my mind, I think it works more like the fuel tax does. And that is, you just get a ratio that the state breaks it down based on something about our county size, population. Anyway, and I say that because 37190, of course, is our zip code. But it can't be just tied to the zip code that they give us our internet sales tax, because the city comes into play. And that 37190 makes no distinction between city and county type deal. So I don't know. No one may have a good insight on that. They can explain that.
If you buy it and you ship it to your work, it doesn't matter. It is distributed according to the zip code, like Ronnie said. So if you're sitting in your home in Woodbury and you have it shipped to your workplace in Murfreesboro, it's going to Murfreesboro. And like Ronnie says, if it's in the city gets a portion of that. It's broken down several different ways.
So my zip code is actually a DeKalb County zip code. So it goes to DeKalb County if I have it sent to my house.
But I'm going to go back to what I was saying, though. I get what you're saying about, you know, property taxes and all these things increasing, but so does gas, so does insurance, so does food. All these other things go up just as much as those goes up. So I think it would be unrealistic to think that a general fund balance is going to grow year after year after year when those prices go up just like that.
Corey, I hear what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. I just know there has to be a balance.
That's all I'm saying.
You can't eat the elephant, you know, all at one bite. Sometimes you just have to break that elephant down and eat it a piece at a time. And I'm not saying we're taking too big of a jump on our salary and what we're trying to do for our employees. Just based on the numbers we're working with, though, it just seems like that maybe it is too big of a bite and one whack to take.
Well, it's just like Jim. You know, if he would present something, it would be different from just throwing it out there saying, here's what I want to do, and then walking out. I'm not against a tax decrease. I would love to see that. I'm 100% for that. But let's sit down and figure it out. Don't just say, I want this, because a 10-cent tax increase or decrease is $260,000-something. Where's that coming from? It's easy to say those things when you don't have anything to put it out there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. To me, you just look at where your budget was on the 2021 year for both your revenues and your expenditures, and then you see how close you are. Forget the close. Just see how the numbers align, okay? And we were very, very close on our expenditures, very close. And revenue, if you back off the windfall of the $626 per penny additional, it was very close. So really, when you look at that, then you begin to scratch your head and say, okay, that 626 something times the 141 is roughly 400 something miles in additional revenue. It's really what you got, but that's across 100, you know, the total 246 cents. It's not just the general.
So am I gathering that what you're saying is what we did last year worked?
Very close. You're right there with it.
Okay. Yes. Can I tell you something, though? And I mean this with no disrespect, yeah, but all three of y'all voted no against that.
Well,
it worked.
I voted no from the standpoint of where the monies were being distributed and how. Okay?
But y'all voted no the year before, too, Ronnie.
Well, but that was a tax increase, too.
It was, yes, but it worked.
Success of that had to go back to the schools where it had been cut in order to meet the MOE. Really, it was 8 cents total, then 2 cents went into general fund.
And that was also the year that we give the sheriff his raise so that we could get them from making $13.38 an hour up to a competitive rate wage where they weren't spending $400,000 a year training and sending them to wherever.
I got one other person that needs to ask a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ronnie, you finished?
No, I was just going to
go
respond.
Ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, finish.
The biggest reason for that tax increase was the increase in the sheriff's budget, $600,000 is what that was. And Randy, I may be wrong.
No, sir, it wasn't. It was 6 cents that you cut from schools that would not meet the MOE.
Randy, I'll be glad.
We had to add it back.
I'll be glad to discuss that one-on-one, you, but I apologize. I don't recall that.
I do. Because I had to come back from work that night.
I just know that
Well, the only way the budget's going to increase without a tax increase is growth, correct?
I'm sorry?
Growth.
Correct.
Well, in right
without
now,
a tax increase. The only way it's going to increase is growth or sales tax or something along that nature. But most of the time it's going to be growth. Is that,
if you go to grow government, that is correct.
I'm talking about even increasing. If there's increase in the budget, then growth brings that. If there's no tax increase, growth has to bring it. People moving here, more taxes, more houses built.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, but you made an assumption that I'm not sure I agree with every year, and that is maybe you don't need to be growing government.
No, I ain't talking about government. I'm talking about the county.
Well, that's government.
The county growing.
Yes, sir.
The county growing. More houses and more stuff coming in.
Yes, sir. But if you're talking about increasing the budget, then
no,
you're correct.
I'm talking about increasing the dollar amount, but where the budget goes up in dollar, not necessarily increasing government.
Well, but you're okay. I'm sorry. If we're growing revenue. And it's not by property taxes.
That's what I'm talking about, property okay. tax. That's going to be growth here. That's about all we have to rely on is property tax or sales tax.
But you're only getting growth as a result of that occurring based on the penny increase, which results from more people paying
more
the taxes.
People coming
more people
in.
Paying the taxes. Okay? Or you're raising taxes.
I just blowed me away there.
Go ahead, Graham.
I understand all this and appreciate the time you put into this, Ronnie, too. I really do. I've gained something. But for the past 2, going on 3 years, there's something it keeps getting touched on. But we still kind of keep pushing it to the side. This man right here is one lawsuit away from a federal judge stepping in, and it don't matter what we say. Schools, they have got to figure out something. And when they do, that's going to be a big hit, too. It's kind of like looking down the barrel of an 8-gauge shotgun, one of those stagecoaches. Ones. We keep trying to look away, but it's following us. But that's something that needs to be considered too, and I understand setting back money and then like the $400,000, where are we going to put it? Where would you put it? Would you put it in capital outlay? Because when these things hit, we're going to need something to get it started with. But after this ball gets rolling on it, it's going to roll.
I made a suggestion at one of our workshops with the Board of Education. If we start a building program somehow and put money in that for the jail and the school, instead of giving it to the sheriff or giving it to the school, Board of Education, it would not raise their MOEs.
I agree, but they have to have a plan. Now, coming in and saying, well, down the road.
Right.
Somewhere down the road, yeah, we're going to. I understand that. But, you know, that road's beginning to be a dead end.
Right.
And even with the jail, that road's, it's coming up to be a dead end.
But to me, that'd be a place we could move some of this money that if we have an excess in one pot, we could start a building program and put some money in there and start building that. For these two projects, we know is coming.
I agree. I've seen this. And I think it kind of goes kind of what you're saying too, Ronnie. Yeah, we could do that right now. When the next 10 sit here, what are they going to do? Guys, it only takes a motion, a second, and 6 people. It can be changed. No matter what
That's
we
true.
Do, how well we plan, that's all it takes. Who knows? They may want to take this pot of money over here that's going for the jails, schools. They may want to bring back somewhere else, put in county general and do whatever.
You're right. They can, and there's
See,
nothing...
That's the one thing that scares me, and I think it does you too. You don't know. But we've got to go off of the assumption.
Are we going to sit here in fear and not do anything and...
I agree. But we're not doing anything with jails, and we're not doing anything with schools either.
Right.
Just where your priorities are, that's just your bottom line.
Well, it's according to which side of the river you're going to spend your money on.
That's it.
You got the jail on that side of the river, school on this side of the river.
Well, the only thing that I have in this budget, and I won't say it's mine because it doesn't affect me in any capacity. It doesn't. I don't gain anything. I don't lose anything by being passionate about this subject, is getting the courthouse employees up to a competitive wage. We have people in this office, or in this courthouse, making $23,800 a year, and they can't afford the insurance that we offer them because they cannot make a decent living. And now, you know, I get it. They choose to work here just like, you know, anybody else. They can go wherever. But we're going to have people in these roles. There's no way to avoid that. I mean, we have to have these women have to have help. And, I mean, they're either going to have multiple people coming in and out, in and out, in and out. The turnover rate's going to be constant if we don't get a competitive wage. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. And like I say, I don't get anything out of it. I'm not gaining anything. But I think it's a legitimate concern. I've asked for it for years. I sat there for 16 years asking Mark Barker to get some type of competitive pay scale. You know, I'm in a position now that I can try to help make that happen. If it happens, great. If it don't, you know, I can say I tried. It's not a political thing anyway. If it passes, it passes. If it don't, it don't. But, I mean, I don't know how to say that. I mean, Brent's passionate about the ambulance. You're passionate about the entire budget. I get it. We all got our, you know, Karen's passionate about the schools. I just, what we pay them right now is less than what McDonald's makes. And we're asking them in Nina's office to handle thousands and thousands of dollars of our money. We're asking them in Katina's office to handle court loads of cases, and I mean Norma's office handling millions of dollars. I mean, and we're paying them crap. And that's the only thing that I have actually had in this budget that I've tried to work on this year to make better, in the sense of any type of increase. Everything else has been, you know, just basic cost of living from, you know, the price of things going up. I mean, it's not been anything that I've went out and said, hey, I want to increase. And it goes to the in a world of defunding the police, Cannon County is trying to get a police department. And I don't know how we can argue that. I don't know how we can legitimately sit here and say these guys don't deserve a competitive wage when they're out there willing to take a bullet.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm the biggest employer side of the school system in the county. 46 employees. I've sent 18 for psychological this budget here alone. Right now, I've got 5 openings. Come Friday, I'm going to have 6 openings. I can't keep these people. When they go to another department to pay them more money to do what we're doing right now, gives them benefits, I can't compete with them. My son started Rutherford County, and I know he was going to hear about Rutherford County, but he started out at $16.22 an hour. His insurance is perfect. He's got medical, dental, vision, and life. Don't cost him a dime. I've got people in Rutherford County that's wanting to come to work up here that they can't afford to. And I'm talking about local people that lives in this county. And when you run your own people out of your county because you won't pay them or you won't offer them nothing, I don't see how these girls keep people in their office. Like, there's How many employees you done had this budget year alone?
I've had five in 7.5 years.
I can't compete.
How often is your turnover?
Regular.
Regular?
Regular. This is the first year because we got up a halfway decent pay scale, but we're still not competitive. I can't compete with these surrounding counties. I don't lose with the counties my size. I've heard that argument sitting up here for the last 11 years. I don't lose people to counties our size. I lose people to the counties around us. And no, we can't compete with Rutherford. I know that. I'm not that stupid. But insurance, and most of them get sign-on bonuses. Their minimum pay is $19.50, $20 an hour. Minimum? Oh, down there, you can't compete with Rutherford. It's $23 or $4. You hard on down there, they send you to the academy. The day you graduate, you get a $4,000 raise. I don't know what the answer to it is, but I've got to be competitive, or I'm going to be fighting this battle all over again. I'm going to have more than six employees, but you lie first.
Rutherford County can't keep employees either.
They can't. They can't keep them. Warren County can't keep them. Coffee County can't keep them. Cab County can't keep them.
But some of that's due to the fact of the whole hate the police mantra we got going on now.
The society we live in today is burning for law enforcement.
What is the starting point? What do we pay the ambulance people right now? And that's part of this budget, by the way.
The paramedics are at $13.13 an hour.
$13.13 an hour. That's what we pay
and
our paramedics.
You can go to a fast food place and make about that.
That's what I'm saying. You make $15
an hour.
You don't
have to have to work 24.
McDonald's and Sonic, them can't keep employees themselves.
Dollar General right. Shut down 2 weeks ago because they can't keep employees. But what I'm saying is, we're not asking for a hot tub in this budget. And I get that there's a concern. I do. I don't downplay that at all. But when you're paying your people $13 an hour for a paramedic, I don't know how to justify that, Ronnie. I really don't.
Well, and I don't either. In totality, I don't either. From a competitive standpoint, I don't think we'll ever be competitive, period. I don't know how we can be. Our revenue streams are not adequate enough to compete with our surrounding counties.
There's
never
truth
will
to that.
Be.
There's truth to that.
There are not enough property taxpayers in this county to generate the net revenue. And even if we did, at some point, next year we'd be out again, not a competitive situation. There's no good answer. That's why I said a while ago, it just has to be a balance of trying to do the best you can on both sides of that equation of what we collect and what we spend the money.
And that's all I was trying to do, man. I wasn't trying to.
I think my question would be to everyone sitting at this table, would you work for $10 an hour or $13 an hour?
Or $13 an hour as a paramedic? And dealing with people that are on meth and out of their mind and got that fentanyl and all that mess and taking a chance of getting... You're right, though. I don't know that we're ever going to be able to compete. But that's all I was trying to do when we sat down as a budget committee and tried to create a fair pay scale was to just try to find that balance. And I don't know that we can find it.
Well, I run scared because of our history.
I know. And
that's,
it's a fair assessment.
Of where we've been and where we're at today. And we're only 1 year removed from borrowing money.
I know.
1 year removed from borrowing money. And to look at an account and you see you're right there at best break even and possibly tilted to go under. And the ambulance service is, on paper math, you are under on the fiscal year. And yes, you do have... dollars are there, but having said that, you hate to not be financially
solvent.
Yes, to where you can look at it and say, "Man, next year we'll tackle what comes along. Next year we'll tackle what comes along." And that's just where I'm coming from. And I acknowledge I'm a conservative person.
No, I get it.
That's where I'm at. And I just try to make the revenues and expenditures be in line with each other to make it make good common financial sense.
And, man, I ain't faulting you at all on that. I really ain't.
That's just where I come from, guys. And I apologize. I spent hours on this today, but, you know, numbers start running in your head so much when you've seen so many and changed them here and changed them there. That's why right now I'm not comprehending that 256. I'm just not. It don't make sense. If the computer tells me I got a deficit, guys, I'm going to tell you, odds are I got a deficit. But having said that, everything you've been wrong, and I've been wrong 1,000 times too, so I just got to make it make sense to me. And right now I'm struggling on that.
A penny in Rutherford County brings in over $1 million.
Wow, that's amazing.
A penny, no, it's not. Amazing. A penny in Cannon County brings a hire over $26,000. Rutherford County's got the same problem we do. They got a school system that's got a $424 million budget. They're wanting another $21 million on top of that. So their problems down there are just like up here, sure. Except it's multiplied with more zeros.
Exactly.
Yep. The trustee there told me, he came to your visit one day, and he said, y'all have little debt and little money. We have big debt and big money. He said, what are you talking about?
But look at what Rutherford County has give away in the pilot programs that they have going. Those factory buildings are deeded to the industrial development boards. That means they pay no property taxes except for personal property taxes on the equipment. And every time they get close to running out of it, they say, hey, if y'all don't give us more, we're going somewhere else. They've gave away what this county could take and live like kings on taxes. I wish we had more business in the county. But Corey, what do you call a competitive wage?
Well, one, Russell, that allows them to actually go to the grocery store and be able to have food at the end of the month. That's competitive.
Well, give me a number. That don't tell me what a competitive wage is.
Well, do you think 23,000, I'll just put it back at you. Do you think $23,800 is competitive for a yearly wage?
That's double what I make.
Well, Russell, you've chosen to do that, just like they've chosen to set where they are.
That's,
is that a true statement or
that's
not?
That's double what I make.
Is that a
that's
true statement, thing, though, that you've chosen to do that?
That's all that I can scratch out.
But you've chosen to do that, Russell, just like they have.
Yeah,
and if you were in that situation, I would be just as for you as I would be
for
then.
A certain number of years, yes, I chose it. Now I don't have the choice to choose. I'm too old to start something else, and I'm too young to retire.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but when you're looking at Katina, who's had six people in the last 6 months.
I know. I understand.
That's not solving her problem of her turnover rate.
Well, I know, but I mean, what competitive wage to one is a windfall to the next. That's my point.
I get that point, but
I have made $2.82 an hour.
Well, I made $3.35 an hour when I
started. No, I'm talking about now.
Well, you know, that's not solving our problem here. I can't.
You're right, Russell.
No, I need somebody with a pocket full of money that wants something worse than I do.
I hear you.
But still, Corey, you haven't gave me a number of what a competitive wage
is. I don't know I mean, Russell, I can't say that this is the magic number because I don't know that there is a magic number. I just know that these girls can't continue to try to get somebody in here for $23,800. It's not working. It's just like Daryl can't get people to work for him for the amount of money we give them. So obviously, it's not about what is the magic number. It's we know this number is not working, and we're not doing nothing about it. We're wind up, we spend more money, and especially in Daryl's case, we spend more money retraining people than we do just biting that bullet and paying a competitive wage. Because we don't offer them nothing. We offer them a pathetic salary, and then we turn around and we charge them a lot for their insurance and all these other things. And by the time they get that done,
the county commission gave Darrell's employees their insurance 1 year. Money got tight. What was the first thing they done?
I know.
They took it away from them. Ambulance service used to be 100% pay on their insurance. Mr. Cope and crew, back in the 80s, when the AIDS was a big thing of concern at that time, they forego a raise to get their insurance paid. And my understanding is that has since been taken away from them a few years ago, too. Okay. So if you want to really help somebody, pay their insurance and give them a small raise.
I'd be fine with that. If that's the way we want to go, I'm 100% for that. But at this point, there's been no other proposal other than my own, and I'm not the only person here that can come up with something. I welcome the ideas. I mean, but if all we're saying is we're going to ignore it, then that's not an option to me. I mean, we've ignored it for years, and that's why, listen, when Diane started, she was making $18,000 a year. 21 years later, the pay is $23,000. We've increased it $5,000 in 21 years. That's, to me, is unbelievably pathetic. And there ain't very few people in this county that would work for $23,000 a year and have their insurance taken out. And y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Who's going to take a bullet for 15? I'm not. And all I'm trying to do is get it up. That's it. I'm not trying to do anything other than that. And if it's, I'm just 1 out of 10.
Anybody else?
Can I change subjects real quick?
Yeah, please do.
Diane, I'd asked, and I don't know if you've had time to research or whatever, on this litigation tax and restricted funds account 34525, which is showing a balance of $280,780 as of last year, I think, isn't it? So you're behind. What can we use it for?
Well, that's not litigation tax.
Litigation fee for your computers.
Oh, yes. What's your question about it?
Yeah, we got a big pile of money. $280,000.
It depends on which litigation fee it is, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's several things like that.
They're all in one big pile.
That process is for the computers. Would that have $280,000 in there? That might make sense.
Are they all in one big pile, or are they separated?
They're all separated out. I reckon numbers. One is broken down for equipment for the jail, and one is broken down by county general and debt service. There's several different ways. And I'm pretty sure that's not a better process. I wouldn't think so.
That's a lot.
On the server, figures
out. Well, on revenue side, under accounts 40250, which is litigation tax general, 40260 litigation tax special purpose, 42260 litigation tax equipment, and 40266 is litigation tax jail, workhouse, and courthouse.
That breaks down. That's the 911 breakdown.
Okay. So if I add those up, they come to a grand total, give or take, of $100,000. And I got $280,780.
In just the litigation, all of those combined, or just litigation?
Well,
what revenue number?
Okay, I apologize. Okay, in our breakdown of restricted funds,
okay,
total, which is account 34525,
mm-hmm,
Well, and that's a few, that only 2 months every year, so I keep up with it year to year, so that's not just what comes in one year.
Okay.
But I know the thing is,
which is the special purpose, is that the special purpose?
If we don't.
It's just offset for this.
I mean, if we don't do this, that's fine. I mean, I'm not opposed to blood taxes.
But Norma and Diane, but my question is just answer this. If I add up those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if I add up those 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4, I get a total of give or take $100,000 in my budget for revenue. So how in my mind do I make $100,000 in 280,780? How do I reconcile those two figures?
Because that's how much they collect
in a year. But I understand. But I do have $280,780, right? Okay. So I got a pot of money of $280,000. I've got it identified on the revenue side of additional money coming in this year. Right?
48.
But last year it only increased 12,307.
Because I probably spent some of it. I know.
I understand. That makes sense. Decrease and increase would be in there. Okay. So what can it be spent for? Just computers and servers?
Well, it's separate. Like the workhouse at Fort House, that can be spent by Darrell at the jail, or it can be spent on renovations.
Renovations, yeah.
So there's special rules for each one of them.
And there's a resolution, I'm sure.
Somewhere. It is. I have the resolution.
Well, to me, if we got $280,000 sitting in a pot, then our department heads ought to know what their share is. And what they can spend it for.
And you all come to check quite often to see what he has in the drug fund or what he has in the equipment, but a lot of times they're trying to save it up so they can get something.
Well, and that's great.
200 something thousand is sold at EC. It's under a resolution. It can only be spent for jail renovation or reconstruction.
On this one here, Darrell?
I don't know exactly.
Well, there's a fund,
that
fund 189's got like
219,000
in it.
Yeah.
So that's
commissary
sales.
Yeah, see,
that
don't equate to this.
Okay,
EC. But it's the same thing. I mean, it's not this fund.
No.
See, that's where I'm trying to get arms around.
But that's all that is in the fund balance.
I understand. But if this example, probably I'm 100% wrong. If he could use $33,000 for a car from here, it'd be nice to know.
Yeah, but he can't use it.
I understand, but that's just my example, though, Darrell. If there was money there that you could use in a pocket, you'd want to know it and how it could be used type deal.
But when we're talking about jail, like we were talking about a while ago, that is something we could use it on.
Well, and that's what I'm just saying, you know. And granted, I know that's accumulated over years. It sure didn't go in there all at one flag. But that's a pretty good sizable account.
How much is in that for the jail, right?
Well, I have to go back. He's got the sheet there from.
Do you remember how much is in there for the jail right now?
It's not broken. On litigation tax.
Yeah, okay.
It's broke.
Okay.
It's broke.
Okay.
I just got a grand total. But based on the budget and for revenue purposes, it appears we've got some money to work with, is all I'm saying.
That we could begin some type of construction.
Well, again, I don't know what can be used for.
I think
the EDC money is for.
One of these is just for like the architect's fee for building.
But why aren't we doing that?
And the archives is the same thing, lady. I apologize.
That's a great question.
We got money. We got money in archives. Where am I at? Arcade. We got $45,000 in archives.
Yes.
And we have a $30,000 archives project coming up, and we're going to be putting it out to bid soon.
And yeah.
We get to the meeting next meeting on Friday.
Add to your mark.
Over there. That's the only thing it can be used for.
Okay, but the numbers in the budget doesn't reflect
that's yours.
That we got this money on the revenue or on the expense side to be used, correct? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So,
well, because I don't know what.
So then, okay. Well, that was just my question because again, I just knew in the expenditures we had money's being spent on stuff. So I just was my curiosity.
$4,000 in archives last year, and he has bought some stuff.
I understand, but I just, from my standpoint, that a person knows that we got money here to be spent for archives,
yes.
as opposed to, they don't know they got it spent, so we have to budget for it.
Yeah, they know.
That's my question.
Lana
collects
that. Yeah.
But I personally have struggled keeping up with the restricted funds. Just literally. Just have no earthly idea they exist.
How much? I know they exist, I just never know how much money they got in there.
Get our arms around.
There's two things in this budget that we have not talked about that is on that we probably need to. One is that land use management office that I think, Brent, you were wanting to kind of bring up, wasn't you? That's not in this budget.
But it has potential to be additional expense.
Yes, it does.
It is.
Yes, it does.
Theoretically supposed to be revenue neutral.
Yeah. Well, it...
Well, coming out of the gate, we know
it. And I don't believe it'll be all way revenue neutral. There's no way. Now, there'll be fees.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Is that something we're thinking about, maybe, like, come back and do a budget amendment kind of thing?
I wanted to have Mr. Robinson
do his presentation.
Kind of lay out the fee process, how it works, just basically trying to do a little bit better customer service for the county standpoint for all the growth we got, that we can see how much property transactions are going on, all the different zoning requirements and codes compliance. And so they felt like it would be a good thing to consider. It's patterned really off what Smith County has. I think Smith County has one full employee and two part-timers, and that's how they run their office. From a mass standpoint, maybe 60% of it would be covered by fees, not including an office and a utility and a building.
We have got to get a handle on people going around the back door getting building permits.
I agree.
We have got, we're bleeding right there.
$15 off each one anyway.
Huh?
I said, well, they make $15 off each permit anyway.
Right. But look at our adequate facilities taxes and all that, and we're bleeding there. Aren't we? I mean, we're losing money.
You're right. The second thing was that.
Will that we'll be hearing from about all that before the budget is voted on?
No.
We never could get it together.
No way.
We were going to brief it at the last meeting.
It went too long.
Obviously, we should brief it, and the meeting went on for long. So I think it's on the next agenda for
July. And that second thing was that 10 Tennessee Rock or 10 Rocks program, whether or not we wanted to do that. And that was that thing that probationary Judge Melton was wanting to give community service, which actually helps y'all because instead of where somebody, you know, violates her probation, instead of sending them straight to jail, she can give them community service. The problem is you got to have somebody that can manage them. They report to them, they take them to a spot, you know, they pick up trash or they mow grass or whatever it is they do, then they have to have somebody that signs off on them and brings it back. So you've got a supervisor in that role that's going to have some money, but it saves money. I don't know. You know, that's another thing that I think that... That is a growth of government in every way, but in a way that's, I don't know. You know, I see advantages to both sides of that. I mean, I know the judge loves it because she don't have to put somebody in jail that violated a drug probation, and then there we don't have to house them and pay that food and that insurance and all those things. And so there's a benefit there, too. Benefits you and it benefits the county, too. So I don't know. It's growth, but it's also a different kind.
So really you're taking out of one pot, putting it in another.
You are.
Not pot, but bucket.
Yeah,
I see it.
Yeah, it's probably
kind of what you're going.
Pot
what it
jail,
sounds like.
You're getting free labor. Really out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you call it free or not. Like I say, somebody's got sued by it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Taking it from one pot, putting it in another.
But law enforcement is not in it.
Yeah.
That's something we don't have to worry about.
You just don't have to deal with them at that time.
Right.
And we don't have to pay for the food and their insurance and medical and all that.
Diane, school, where they did all the $40 will tax, when is the last payment? Is it 26?
Yeah.
How much will that last payment be? Because I'm wondering, that's something, we're giving the schools back $250,000, so you're looking at that $250,000 plus whatever that last payment is, we're going to have to come up with that. But where will that come out of? General fund?
As long as we've got a school debt.
Okay. That's the...
That's why I had Jonathan read that resolution to make sure I was reading that right. And he said that's what how he reads it. Because we will still have a school debt.
You're talking about
$40.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask
Jonathan,
but that's...
We voted on that. But it's worded in that, as long as
there's a school debt, it still goes on until it's paid.
Somebody better tell him we voted.
Yeah,
that's going to change his tune.
We actually did that.
So we changed the resolution.
We changed the resolution to say ended when that payment was done.
Yeah. It was a specific date and/or last payment.
Yes.
Whichever came first.
Yeah. Now the old resolution did do that, but we actually voted because there was that confusion, and Ronnie and I both was kind of on top of that back in that day.
Could you find out where the last payment was? It was pretty clear what.
Yeah, because
it was presented to the people.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Please, you and mail.
I appreciate everybody's hard work. We're going to have to come to a agreement on the budget some way or another, because that man's...
We can't agree on anything right now. This is a workshop.
I know it. I know it. We're going to have to come to a budget sometime or another. That man's going to be back there talking to us.
Well, the 29th. We got till the 29th is our recess meeting. Crystal, what are you thoughts? I mean, you're kind of quiet.
I'm listening.
I mean, do you have anything you want or don't want in the budget? Don't like? Do like?
I'm very passionate about the schools. I will definitely say that. I feel like we do need to help them. I've been involved in a lot of their workshops since I've been on the board. So I know that they don't necessarily have a concrete plan, but they've been working really hard as far as trying to figure out what they want to do. I think they're just a little bit hesitant as far as how the community is going to react to what the final, what the final outcome is going to be. And of course, what we're going to do, you know, they're waiting on what we're going to do. And as far as the ESSER funds of 4.0, if they're going to get that as well.
I don't mean this bad, but I want to see what they're going to do. And it's up to them. And they really haven't presented anything that I've seen on what they're going to do, except they need 17 and a half cents more. But that 17 and a half cents, kind of way I'm reading it from them, it's going to be status quo until somewhere down the road. And that's exactly what was said. How far down the road? But I don't understand what you're saying, too. But they've had a lot of time to work on this even before now.
Yeah. From the workshops that I've attended, it's going to be a transition phase, you know, as far as getting the children into the three schools, the three main schools, the
the, you know, the high school and the middle school and the grammar school. And, you know, even though they're not going to close down all the schools at one time, they're still going to have funds to, the ones that they're going to keep open, they're going to have funds to keep the maintenance up with those.
What are they going to do with teachers that were at these schools that they, if they did close them down? Teachers that have tenure, or they, I know the state pretty much says, if I close Woodbury Grammar School, all the teachers at Woodbury Grammar School, they're gone.
Well, I don't, to my understanding, it wasn't going to be too many teachers that were going to be.
At first.
When I asked them that night, just a few weeks ago, they said they probably would not lose over 12 teachers.
Yeah, it wasn't too many teachers that were going to be.
That's with what is that, phase one?
No,
phase
that was
two?
Overall, is my understanding.
So they, okay.
Well, you know, Karen, and you mentioned this a while ago, brought up the idea of putting some money, instead of like giving them money that made their MOE go up, maintenance of effort, to put some money in a building fund. And, you
let's
know.
Let's see what this last payment is first.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 100% county.
Yeah, because we owe that money.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the most, probably, one of the most anti-closing schools of anybody I know, and still got blamed for wanting to close the school because she suggested to put that money into a building fund. And I don't get that. You know, I don't understand that way of thinking. Just because you're trying to think of something outside of the box, you get blamed for something else. But, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to say what they're going to say. So I'm not, you know, but anyway, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that versus just giving them? Because I don't know where to come up with that money. I mean, we either have to cut or we have to increase. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know that Freddie had said that never in the history of any schools being built in Cannon County have they not done it without a wheel tax. So I don't know. That'll be an obstacle within itself.
I don't know where we're going to get the money to start with, but I know sooner or later we're going to pay for a school.
Yeah, we're going to have to. We don't have a choice.
So
they keep going up, and I'm not an advocate.
So
for
either way, if we raise their money,
just so everybody on,
or we start a building program, it's the county money. Either way we go at it, it's.
Yeah.
But if we do it like I said, we're not raising their MOE so much. You know what I'm saying?
Same way with the jail. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're going to have to.
Once you raise it, you got to keep it. You got to. You can't take it away unless their attendance goes way, way down. You're not going to go back down. So
attendance or property is reassessed at a different lower rate, I think.
Which makes it hard because they lost about 100 students.
If it's our money either way, wouldn't it be better to start a building program and start putting some money back for the schools and the jail instead of?
Yeah, but I'd like to know what they're going to do. I mean, you keep. I mean,
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I want to know what they're going to do.
What their plan is.
I don't know if
I want a plan, because once we commit to this, you commit to plan A without knowing what B, C, and D is.
And I asked that question also. I agree. I understand what you're saying, because I asked the same questions when we had that last meeting. I said, so where are we going with the schools? But I never got a straight answer either. But I'm pretty sure they are going to be down to three schools. I feel like
they
that's...
They said that night.
I mean, they've said it over and over and over.
Yeah, but somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
Was added to that.
Yeah.
And well, they're going to start building on Woodbury Grammar as soon as they can start building on it. It's my understanding.
Yeah.
Using this ESSER money.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding there was that the 17 and a half, if we get the 17 and a half cents, then we're going to spend this money to do that.
No. ESSER money is going to build on the Woodbury Grammar.
I don't know what that money
is. That 17 and a half was to help teach us kids. It was for instruction.
And my point to when Javen was still here, I said, listen, man, there is a legitimate I mean, most counties, when you look at a year like we've had, which is your property taxes have increased, not property taxes, but your property values have increased, and your sales taxes have increased, most counties actually decreased because the MOE is actually, you know what I'm saying? It's actually their value has gone up. And if you give them that much more money, their MOE increases. So most counties actually decrease them.
Well, and we're going down, and I was going to ask Diane. Diane, in the school budget, based on that email you put with it explaining the school budget, these are your numbers, right? So
as far as the expenditures and the revenue for 21-22 are their numbers.
But do you, for the property tax, sales tax, those are your numbers?
I increased it based on what May.
Okay, so that's increasing. Just those two things increased their MOE by $100,000. So I would say we don't put money, we don't put those numbers on the table because
see that's 4 cents.
That, exactly. So you got to be careful on what we're sticking in there for them because, like I said, right now if we pass, and I'm not talking about that, but if it stands, we just increased our MOE $100,000.
That's what I'm saying.
And you can't go down there
based on the value of the property increase and the sales tax
what
has
they actually got.
What they correct.
But they have been used in lesser numbers in prior year budgets, and the one they sent over, they did the same thing, used lesser numbers.
Well, and that's also with about 100 student decrease, according to Freddie.
Yeah, but having said that, the BEP helped with the state, and as Randy confirmed, odds are against that next year, if they still 100 students down, it probably is going to take a hit.
Well, so you know, that way they would
down. On buses. The revenue they get from buses, for buses from the state.
Well, they were down because of COVID.
Right.
Well, and that's why the state's giving them a break. But I'm not sure that that's going to be a complete recovery. And I say that because of that school that got started, by Cannon Cannon, whatever it is called, their enrollment significantly increased for next year.
Where's this?
What is
it's down there.
Hollow Springs.
Yeah, Hollow Springs. It's Cannon Cannon Christian Academy or that's something like that.
Smith Grove.
Really?
And they just took a huge increase on enrollment for next year because they expanded to the fifth grade.
Really? Did not know that.
So I got a feeling our school head count is in trouble as opposed to recovery.
What are we going to do when the COVID money goes away?
Well, that's the other thing. You better spend it wisely. And they already said, you know, they're looking at least a reasonable chunk of money for school buildings if they move forward.
Well, I mean, they're going to.
Well, they haven't yet, that's all I can say.
Well, good.
So that's what I'm saying.
No, they haven't, not
theoretically.
Most
of the government has approved money. They've gained $100,000.
Somehow they've got the one, two, and three.
Based on property value and sales tax.
Those three plans.
So unless we want to increase their MOE by $100,000, we have to decrease them down to 64 cents.
One of them they could use for building, and that's what they're planning on using to build on the Liberty Grammar.
As long as you meet the MOE that you funded them the previous year,
even though we ain't got the dollars on the circle.
68 and a half, 64 and a half, as long as it's meeting the same dollar amount.
Correct.
And you can do it.
Correct. But that's what, if they're $100,000 over, or addition to what they got last year due to the property values and the sales tax, theoretically, you could drop them down to 64 and a half cents and it would meet the MOE.
That's correct. Yeah.
And they would get the same amount of money as they got last year.
Those are, and using the wrong word, but you understand. That's a windfall for them.
Literally. It is, because otherwise you're actually giving them $100,000 more, which is actually increasing the maintenance of effort. So next year we'll have to give them that extra.
Well, if it's in the budget that goes to the Department of Education, then you just increased your MOE.
Correct. So that's the decision we have to make.
Well, if
at some point.
If the school system is going to send their budget over and not change their numbers, then they're holding the line, okay? If we use Diane numbers, we've just increased MOE $100,000.
Well, if you give them the 16, is it 16 and a half or 17?
16 and a half.
Okay, so 16 and a half cents, that's 437,000 roughly,
right?
Plus the 100,000, you're giving them $537,000.
That'd be correct.
You're giving them $500,000 on top of, what are we above the MOE right now?
300.
So you'd be $800,000 over the MOE.
And then add the 100 in too.
That's straight property tax.
That we owe for the.
No, I add that 100,000 for those.
He already had it.
Yeah. I added that. So that'd be $800,000.
Well, I think we're all committed to work with the school system anyway.
I do too.
But they got to pull the trigger and get something concrete before we know what to support or not. Is that not right?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the ball's in the court.
Well, they're going to have to use some fast sitting concrete.
You need to see something?
Mm-hmm. Because their meeting is the 28th, ours is the 29th, fast budget.
Well, we're going to have to meet again, too. Well, no, really, I don't know that we need to. I don't know why.
And I understand that it was said that they had to have they got to have the money to make a plan, but I don't agree with that. In government, plans are made all the time.
When I go to the bank to borrow money, I have a plan.
Yeah, exactly right.
I didn't have no money, that's the reason I'm going to the bank.
You're going to the bank.
We're the bank.
Yeah. And they say a plan.
I think we told them that the last meeting that they're going to have to come up with something.
We did, and I think that's the struggle I think I'm having with it. I mean,
well, with Jabin resigning, that just throws additional confusion, is probably the wrong word, but it makes the task harder on their side.
Does.
Has anyone thrown their name in the hat yet, Greg? Fourth district.
I don't know.
Me either.
Me either. I ain't heard nothing.
Brent, have you heard of anyone?
No.
Ain't heard so.
We got to advertise that.
I can't figure out why they're not.
We got to advertise that, don't we?
You don't know why.
But we need to.
Well, we got to advertise
what's
that.
What's the hurry? We sat here for a year with an empty seat.
See?
Went through two elections.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have to do it in July. We can do it in August. But, I mean, it just puts them further behind.
Somebody got elected. It wasn't quite empty all the time.
Yeah, well, it was. From February until this lady right here sat down in it.
But we were electing somebody. People got elected, they just weren't able to serve.
They weren't able to serve, not the same. It ain't full check.
Actually, we appointed and then they got elected. Yeah. And then they resigned and then we had another election.
They elected him.
But it just bad luck. But then,
I think that's a rig, too.
Anything else?
What else?
I mean,
y'all?
I'll put those numbers back in, the hourly rates back in, and I'll send y'all another.
But where we're at, I mean, when we come back to 29, what are we
today,
doing?
So. We're voting on the budget.
You got a fast budget.
I say for what you are.
We
ain't
got a
fast
budget or a continuing budget.
We need to figure out what a good hourly rate is. Have we thought about
that? We got that.
Is that, was it at $15?
It was 16.
16.
That was their top. That was their. That was only the camp, the courthouse, county employees, and the courthouse.
29.
I didn't touch the ambulance was.
It was either a budget or a continuing budget.
Sheriff's department did their own.
Okay.
I didn't touch either one of them. Mine was just right here.
Okay.
For the county employees.
I hope we're passing.
Fifth district commissioner. We've talked a lot about growth. Did I read the directive from the town of
Woodbury
that there'd be no more new water taps?
That's what was in the paper for this fiscal year, for June next year.
For June next year.
And new was defined as new. In other words, if you was already lined up with a tap you needed or put in or whatever, then you could get it.
Well, the way I understood, if you were past the end of the current water service main, if you had wanted water service and the line ended two properties from you, you couldn't tap into it.
Only if at the blow off.
Only if the water main was on your property could you still tie into it.
Are they just short of water? Is that the purpose of it? Or
you're pulling all the water out of this river that they possibly can. when I was on the city council, that's the reason you got this artesian spring over here fired back up. And what'll happen, it'll pull it down to where the, to the point where that runoff from the spring goes dry, then the river starts coming in and dropping down in the spring.
There's only so much
yeah.
they can pull.
50%.
I just know that I've had several calls about water expansion
water line stopped at your property, and two houses down wanted to add on a water line. They couldn't do it
because the main's not
on their property.
Now we went to Georgia. The company's coming with them.
That's the way I understood it.
Yeah, that's why I said new. It has to be providing the service that isn't there.
We can vote for the 29th. Right?
Yep, we can vote for 29th.
All right, folks. Anything else?
See the 29th.
All right.
Motion?
I don't think so, dude. Workshop.
No votes at a workshop.
Well, all righty. See y'all next week.